Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I want to thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Those of you listening in Canada and Mexico, welcome. Welcome to those of you in the Philippines and Iraq, Algeria, and Norway. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. And every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be working and will be on at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, to contact us, the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's godswrd2man@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Praise be to God. So as we await for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for another blessed day, another golden opportunity as we assemble together to petition you once again for the presence of your Spirit. Lord God, we need understanding of your word. We need revelation. We need you to open our eyes, Lord God. And Lord God, we need you to unfold your plan before us this day. Bless us, Lord, as we go with your word, present it to those that are listening. Help us to rightly divide it. And those that are listening, that they would seek your face about the things that we give unto you, to them. So, Lord God, once again, we're very grateful. You have blessed us on this day. And we'll give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, we are on the fourth and final part of this series called What God Gave to Set His Church in Order. And we've been talking to you about the work of the Lord in the last days, the restitution and restoration. And we also been informing you about one of the signs of this work going forward is that God caused this book to come forth called The Record of the Nephites. And we have been talking to you about how God caused it to come forth, and even the man whom he used in connection with it coming forth. And we've been talking to you about that. And also in this series here, we have been letting you know that, you know, God had desired to use not just Joseph Smith, but others, you know, with him, the other men of God and people of God with him to go forth to establish or set up his church once again in this work of restitution and restoration. Now, let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you today?
Amen, brother. Another blessed day. We've been given another golden opportunity to present the word and give it to those who are listening, that they may have a chance to seek God about it and continue to drop that hot pain on Satan. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And people, we have been letting you know, my brother and I, we have been talking to you about this. And in this series, we have been talking to you about most definitely two things that God has given his people to help in their walk with in Christ, to help set up things in the name of the Lord. And we've been talking to you about his Spirit and his word, okay? And during the time of Joseph Smith and others that was with him, as I said before, God had brought forth the Nephite record, and in using Joseph Smith, when Joseph Smith was in his humility, he was able to use Joseph Smith, but there came a point where Joseph Smith and many others with him, they failed to continually submit to the Spirit of God and the Word of God. I want to read two scriptures tonight, and this is coming from this Nephite record that I was telling you about. One of the scriptures come through a man of God whose name from the Nephite record was Alma. And I want to read to you something along the lines to that Alma has said as we've been talking to you about the Spirit and the Word of God. Now, and this is very important because we saw from the Bible that God has told us that as many as led by the Spirit of God, that they are his sons. Okay? Hallelujah. And we were told from the Bible that we need to continue in the Word. And Jesus said, if you continue in my Word, you are my disciples. Indeed. And so one of these scriptures here from a man of God named Alma, and this is what he has to say along these lines. He said, but that ye would humble yourselves before the Lord and call on his holy name and watch and pray continually, that ye be not tempted above that which ye can bear, and thus be led by the Holy Spirit, becoming humble, meek, submissive, patient, full of love, and all long-suffering. Having faith on the Lord, having a hope that ye shall receive eternal life, having the love of God always in your hearts, that ye may be lifted up at the last day and enter into his rest. Now, notice that one of the things that he said is that to be led by the Spirit of God, okay?
Amen.
So, in other words, once you become the Lord's, you are to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And Joseph Smith, along with many others, and as my brother told you, there was some that broke away from Joseph Smith, the faithful ones who saw that he was getting off the charts there. But Joseph Smith with some others, they quit continually being submissive to the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you can't fully accomplish things right in the Lord without being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And you got so many people today who wants to be called by the name, but don't want to submit to the leading of the Spirit. For example, when they talk to you, say, hey, man, I'm thinking about going for this other job. And if you tell us, okay, well, brother, sister, listen, make sure that, you know, you led by the Spirit. Man, sometimes when you say that phrase right there, they go to frowning. And you looking at them like, thinking, you just replaying in your mind, what did I say wrong? What did I say? I just told him just be led by the Spirit. But see, you're getting more and more people not liking to hear that. Well, let me get more specific.
Amen.
Your church folks, or even some of those who claim to be born again, they don't like to hear that be led by the Spirit phrase. Because why? Because I want to be my own person. I want to claim the name, but I still want to be independent from him.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And just like people want to say they belong to a church, but they don't want to submit to God. They just want to say they belong to a church, because that's why you got so many people say, well, you know, I went to my home church, I went to my wife's home church. You know, you hear that kind of common talk, okay? And church going has become more of a, quote, religious practice, okay, than when it's supposed to be in honoring the true God.
Amen.
And so Alma said, having to be led by the Spirit of God, okay? And in order for us to be led, or anyone to be led, you got to be willing to submit, okay? And that's the key. Because remember, God does not force you to let him lead you. Hallelujah. He's not going to force it. He'll tell you, say, hey, let me lead you by my Spirit, but he's not going to force it, okay?
Amen.
And so in Joseph Smith, them time, when he got in his pride, when he put on his coat of pride and his sleeves of pride, that means, uh-oh, no more leading of the Holy Ghost, okay?
Amen.
You don't go by what I think and what I say, because now I am the mouthpiece of God, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So no more by the Holy Ghost. And then on top of that, people that's under me, they got to listen to me. No more being led by the Spirit. Point blank.
Amen.
Since I'm claiming to be the mouthpiece, point blank. Don't ask God nothing. Don't ask to be led by. It's what I tell you. If I tell you go buy two scoops of ice cream, go buy it. Okay? Blow all your money, go blow it. Okay? Now, some people think, okay, well, Brother Nate, there you go, that far-fetched talking again. No, I'm not trying to. I'm telling you like this. People, it got bad. God wanted to use Joseph Smith in the reestablishing of his church, in this work of restitution, restoration, but he quit being continually submissive to what? The Spirit and the written word.
Yes.
And see, God cannot fully use us when we get to that point.
Amen.
When we get to the point, say, well, Lord, I want to bring lost souls to you, but we don't want to submit to the leading of his Spirit nor the written word. How are we going to do it? What are we going to tell them? If we don't want to submit to the Spirit of God and the written word, we sure ain't going to be telling them about how to submit to Jesus. It's going to be all about us. Amen. Now,
amen.
I want to read one more scripture before I turn over to the hands of my brother from the book of Helaman in this record of Nephite. I want to read to you another passage of scripture here that I ask that you would listen real close. Hallelujah. And the word says, and it came to pass because of the greatness of the number of the Lamanites, the Nephites were in great fear. Now, we mentioned it once before when we was first talking about this Nephite record of the people that settle here on this continent. The Nephites was the one that represent the people of God, okay? And the Lamanites, the ones at that time who didn't. So here, it came to a point that there was way more number of Lamanites at one point than the Nephites. And the Nephites began to become in great fear.
Yeah.
Lest they be what? Lest they should be overpowered and trodden down and slain and destroyed. Yea,
yeah.
Now I want you to listen to this. Yea, they begin to remember the prophecies of Alma and also the words of Mosiah. That's another man of God. And they saw that they had been a stiff-necked people and that they had set at naught the commandments of God and that they had altered and trampled under their feet the laws of Mosiah or that which the Lord commanded him to give unto the people. And thus seeing that their laws had been corrupted and that they had become a wicked people insomuch that they were wicked even like unto the Lamanites. Now, these were supposed to be the people of God. And they became wicked just like the Lamanites. Sound familiar, like today, don't it?
Amen.
Now, I know some of y'all going, oh, me, he didn't have to go there, did he? Yes, I did. Because now, quote, their church folks has become wicked like the world.
Yes.
Because what have we done? We start following the world. We have brought the worldly stuff into the church services. Because why? Because it's now in the name of entertainment. Look at today in the world. Just about everything they're dealing with is about entertainment. For example, I like sports, and one of the sports I like is basketball. Well, you can see the change in the pro basketball now. It's not even as interesting like it used to be. Why? Because they have set up stuff in the name of entertaining the people now. Okay? Hallelujah. And so when you get more to entertaining the people, it begins to start looking like a soap opera. And when you start seeing a soap opera, and many of y'all know what soap opera is, soap operas are none but a bunch of plays that come on TV, and it ain't real. Whenever you start seeing the soap operas in these sports, you know, oh, man, this is fake. Oh, this is set up. And it takes the whole interest out of it, okay?
Yeah.
And so the Nephites became wicked like the Lamanites. But notice what I read unto you, they remember the prophecies of Alma and the words of Mosiah. Against them, because why? They have become a stiff-necked people. They have set at naught the commandments of God. They set the commandments of God at naught. That's the written word, people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word was given unto them, and they set it at naught. They treated it like it was nothing. And see, that's what happened even in Joe Smith's time. See, one thing about it, see, the Mormons don't like for you to talk about that. Because to them, Joseph Smith never did no wrong. He never messed up. Oh, everything he did was God. But guess what? It was not of God. Okay? Amen. And you have to tell the truth, people. Hallelujah. And seeing the Church of Christ lies a message. One of the things we've messed up again is that you're looking on the website and we're called a branch of the Latter-day Saints. The Latter-day Saints is not the Church of Christ.
Amen.
They're not the Church of Christ.
Amen.
When Joseph Smith and started that Mormonism stuff, that was not of God.
Amen.
Mormonism is not built on the written word and the leading of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's not built on that. And see, we got to call things out and what it is and come against these curses and renouncing things. But see, we too busy talking about, well, you know, we don't talk about other folk. Man, you got to call that thing out for what it is. You can't go being connected to something that is ungodly. Hallelujah. I ain't telling you call people name and get vulgar. I'm not saying that. But you got to call this thing out. See, we have taken this love thing to areas where we don't supposed to be taking it. And we think that love means excuse the sin, accept the abomination, and be okay with the iniquity. That's what we think. That's how we tell. Listen, that's how we presenting it to people.
Yes, yes.
That's even
Amen.
What the churches are doing. The churches are presenting to people now that, hey, accept the iniquity. Okay?
Nice.
You think everybody in these churches, listen, everybody in these churches now, a lot of people in these churches right now, you know why many of them in some of these churches? Because they're not being held accountable for anything. See, many people get to a point, they like going to churches where they're not held accountable. You understand what I'm saying?
They like going to churches where they can get drunk on Saturday night and then come in Sunday and lead a choir and nothing say it. Oh, by the way, still get sacrament. Okay? They like churches like that. They like churches where they can play on the cell phone while the preacher's preaching and ain't nothing say it. No accountability.
Amen.
They like going to churches where they can sleep around with this person and that person and this person and still come in and be put in the pulpit. They like that. No accountability. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, even in Joseph Smith's time, like I said, he got off track, people. And many of the people that were with him, they got off track.
They sure did.
Didn't submit to the leading of the Spirit and did not stay with the written word. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. They came with their own stuff. And like I said, you know, we got series that keep coming up. We're going to be talking more about this stuff. And like I said, one of the people that I know will be upset is Mormons. Love you in the Lord, but I got to tell the truth. And possibly some of the people in our church, okay, is going to be upset, okay?
Amen.
Because you have people saying, man, you don't need to say that to them. You might. No, you got to warn them of the evil.
Yes.
And that's what's wrong with some of the people in the church we in. They haven't been warned of the evil. And so what do? When they come across the folks coming with this off-the-wall teaching and claiming it's of God, they go, oh, well, they say God. Huh. Well, okay. And they go and accept it, and it's a curse.
Amen.
You cannot make it, people, setting the word of God at naught and ignoring the leading of the Spirit. You're not going to make it. You ain't billing
Amen.
Nothing of God. You can counsel that. That ain't happening. You can name
Amen.
It God. You can claim it God. You can do anything dealing with, quote, connecting the sayings of God. But without the leading of the Spirit and the written word, you ain't billing nothing of God.
Amen.
And not staying, okay? We saw in Genesis some people that call themselves building without God. And we saw what happened then, okay?
Amen.
They thought they were going to outsmart God. Thought when another flood would come, they going to hide all up in that tower and avoid the flood. Let me tell you something. When the judgment of God comes, I don't care what you build. He ain't stopping it. You're not going to outdo it. You can cancel it. Forget it. Give it up, okay?
Amen.
Where you going to hide? Okay? When the judgment comes, where you going to go?
Amen.
What you going to build? You trying to build something man-made to defeat the true living God? Somebody talk to you, because it ain't going to work. Okay?
Amen.
It'll fail. It's going to fail over and over.
Amen.
It's just like hitting the rewind button on the tape. You're going to constantly, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to constantly fail. Okay?
Amen.
And definitely, God gave those two things, his word and his spirit. And once again, Joseph Smith with many others got to a point that they did not want to continue to be submissive. People, listen. When you come to Christ and accept the Lord, when you heard that word preached and accepted it,
yes,
and received the Holy Ghost, the touch of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of the Lord enter, the next thing you got to do, you got to continue in it. You don't stop
Amen.
After day one and say, well, I did my job to the drawing board. Come on, boys. We going back out tomorrow night. It don't work like that. You got to continue in
yes.
the word.
Yes.
You got to walk this thing out, people.
Walk in it. Amen.
And whenever you get to a point where you say, man, forget this, no more of this, then, you in trouble. And that's
Amen.
What happened with Joseph Smith now. And this is why God cannot continually use him to the fullest in this work of restitution, restoration, and reestablishing the church, Because why? He got away from, how is God going to use him when he rejecting God?
Yes.
Okay? He rejected
Amen.
Him. He refused
Amen.
That. He said, no more of this. I'm going to do my own thing now.
Amen.
Okay? You didn't use me, God, and I got people, they magnetize over me now, mouth flying open, looking at me with buck eyes like I'm you. Hey, I'm liking this thing. Okay? So,
Amen.
Hey, I know if I tell them that donuts are really coffee, they're going to believe it. Okay? So I'm going to run with this thing right here. And that's what he did. So no more leading of the spirit, he got off of it. No more under the written word, he got off of it, and he started coming up with his own stuff, even these so-called revelations, which we're going to talk about that too. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. And the people so caught up, okay, in his so-called revelations, okay? And see, today, you got many people in the same boat. They looking at certain people, and they put them up on a pedestal. And now all of a sudden, these people say, hey, I got a revelation from the Lord. A donkey really wasn't a donkey. It was a cow. Oh, what a revelation. And they don't look up nothing. Okay? They just run with it, accept it.
Amen. Amen.
People, listen. Paul told us in the Word of God, in the book of Timothy, he said this is what? A perilous time.
Yes.
This time, this is an evil day, a dangerous time. Why? Because there's a lot of perpetrating and faking like it's of God, but it ain't. Now, you can keep walking around trying to get your mind established more on your own business instead of spending your time with God, and you finna get caught up in a deception world. Because look at it, people. Look how more cunning and deceiving Satan has come. He's getting stuff named, quote, after God. He getting stuff named. They putting God name, and now they even went bold and said, Jesus. Okay? And now we jumping up and clapping like seals because somebody said Jesus, and we not trying to find out what kind of Jesus you talking about. So when people say, hey, Jesus gave me this. Oh, he said Jesus gave it. Oh, we got to go with it. Next thing you know, you on drugs. Yeah, man, where did it come from? Well, Jesus said, man, what Jesus you were talking about? Let me see, what is this the true and living Jesus you talking about? Well, you come to find out, ain't. People, this is a serious time, okay? And as I say this, as I close and turn over to the hands of my brother, that's why I said it before and I say it again. This is how I know for a fact that Christianity, I ain't talking about these other religions and stuff, I'm talking about Christianity. This is why I know for a fact. And when I say this statement, I know many will get mad. Many of my, quote, brothers and sisters in Christ, I love you. But I got to say this, and I said it before and I say it again. This is why I know for a fact that Christianity have not fully submitted to the Spirit and the Word, because we would not be separated like we are.
Amen.
Ain't no way we would be coming up with all these different names. Ain't no way. We
Amen.
Got so many names. You know, it's names popping up I ain't even heard. I'm like, what is this?
Amen.
And it's like everybody want to grab a, quote, piece of Christianity and say, oh, I'm a Christian. What's your
yes.
name? My name is the Church of the Littlefoot. Oh, where you get that from? Well, the Lord had said, oh, my goodness, come on. It's like people just want to say, okay, now this pie is Christianity. I want a little slice right here. And then somebody else said, I just want a little slice right there. It's like everyone trying to take a little piece of it.
Little piece. That's right.
They trying to say, I got the whole thing. I got
yep.
the whole thing. Okay? And here you coming along talking about some God bringing forth more of his word. I ain't got to hear that because I got the whole thing. No, you don't. No, you do not. If you had the whole thing, the word of God would have testified to it. But the word of God does not testify to it. No, you don't have a whole thing. You took a piece. Just like in the time of the Reformation, what they did, they take a scripture, took a piece. Okay? And that's what has happened in Christianity. But see, God is dealing with wholeness. Okay? He's dealing with completeness. Not no half or no piece or something. Completeness. Okay? That's what he's dealing with. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank God for the blessings that he have in store for his people. The reaping that they're going to get from the time that they sowed. I just sense the Holy Ghost's glory to say that. Mm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, your time of reaping is come. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Some of you have been sowing in tears. You say, oh, my God, Lord, it's been so long. It seems like it don't have no impact. It ain't doing something. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Why? And you finna reap. See, God is finna move for his people. Okay?
Yeah.
And he's going to show you that when you, the time, that which you sow is not in vain. It ain't in vain. Watch.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I heard one sister say that the Lord told her, say, it's going to be like all of a sudden out of a nowhere. Do you hear what I'm saying? When it look like every door is closed, God just bring it out of a nowhere. You'd be like, oh, my God, where did it come from? Man, I didn't know what. Yes. Because he got to get the glory, people. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to stop it here, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let your word, hallelujah, let your spirit, let your light, let your illumination, let your understanding, let your wisdom, Lord God, go to the hearts of all those that are listening, Lord God, to this blog talk, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, with all spiritual blessings and understanding, O Lord God, in your word. In Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God. And, O Lord God, hallelujah, put your hand upon the devil, Lord God, upon his demons, upon his demonic network, Lord God, that they won't be able to, hallelujah, hinder your people, Lord God, from hearing these words. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about something today. Thank you, Jesus. And that is one subject that this Record of Nephite really talks about a lot, okay? The Record of Nephite talks a lot about this subject here, okay? And you know what that subject is? That subject is hell, okay? You know why?
Amen.
You know, a lot of people don't believe in hell these days, okay? Churches don't believe in hell anymore.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of religions don't believe in hell. Okay, it don't matter what they believe anyway because they religion, okay? But churches call themselves of Christ, okay? They're turning over, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and they don't believe in hell. They don't believe that there's no such thing. And they say, oh, you got a religion of hell. We ain't got no religion of hell. You preaching more about hell than you do about God. No. hell is one of two destinations that you're going to hit if you do or do not know Christ, okay? That's your final destination, either hell or heaven, one or the other, okay? Ain't no in-between place. Ain't no place where you can stand in between and say, I'll wait to get a little better over here. Ain't no place like that. That's Roman Catholic garbage, okay? That's junk, okay? It's not scripture. Thank you, Jesus. But people that's been in the body of Christ, been in the church for many years, in churches, okay, and claim to be Christians, okay, have turned away from that believing that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has a hell. Jesus Christ said there was a hell. Didn't Jesus Christ say there was a hell? Didn't he
Amen.
Say it? Yes, he did.
Amen.
Well, you think Jesus Christ was just giving you some kind of a stuff off the top of his head where he's just talking to you about something, okay, and he's just opposing something, okay, like Jesus Christ is walking around like you? You think Jesus Christ is like you? Or like Jesus Christ is like one of the prophets, okay? Jesus Christ ain't no prophet. Everything
Amen.
That Jesus Christ told was truth and light, okay?
Amen.
And he wasn't sitting there telling you no lies. That's what people think Jesus was telling them a lie, because it was just something like something else, okay? Hell is something like something else, okay? It's not a real place. It's just a supposed place, okay? And Jesus said about this place, okay, that this is where you're going to go. I prefer to take the word of Jesus Christ over the word of man. Now,
Amen.
remember we was telling you about in the 28th chapter, the 29th chapter of Isaiah, line upon line, and he said line upon line, it shall be line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little, right? Precept upon precept,
Amen.
Precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Thank you, Jesus. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But the Lord, that's the record of the Nephite, okay, that he's talking about there, okay? Why do God need this second record to be brought forth? He needs it to be brought forth because people take the word, the Bible, and they have all these different hang-ups about, I don't believe that, I don't believe this, okay? So if the Lord got two or three witnesses about whether those subjects are true or not, or real, okay, and it's not just the Bible speaking about it, but it's other books that God has produced out of his
Amen.
Word, just talking these things. If that's so, okay, then you have to take the witness of God. Thank you, Jesus. And
Amen.
The record of Nephi is such a book, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But nonetheless, okay, even though we look at the Bible is 66 books, right, in the Bible, right?
Amen.
And we claim that, oh, the Hebrews, and in the Hebrew language, this word means Sheol, or this word means grave, or this word means just dying, okay? And so they try to take the word of God and say, oh, it ain't no hell, it's just the grave.
Yeah.
This is what men are saying, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And they're saying, hey, we don't believe in no hell. But the Jews don't believe in no hell. Do you know the Jews don't believe in hell? Huh?
Wow.
You know who else don't believe in hell? The Mormons don't believe in hell.
Amen. Amen.
You will never hear a Mormon preaching out of the record of the Nephite or out of their book. The book that they claim to believe, you will never see them preaching the word of God out of that book because they cannot. They dead.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And when they open that book, it's like a dead book to them because they're doing all the things that they're doing is contradictory to all the things that's in that book that they claim to believe. Contradictory. Do you understand that?
Amen.
That's why when we tell you we're not Mormons, we know what we're talking about. We ain't no Mormon. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I have to hit you hard with that, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we explained to you how people can actually receive the word of God and not walk in the word of God. Well, you've seen the same thing happen with the Bible, haven't you? Haven't
Amen.
You? You have seen people walk, hallelujah, and they form their own opinion. They have their own, this is what I believe. Yeah, I know what the Bible says, but this is what I believe. Personally, this is what I believe. Do you have license to go off the word of God and to go to some other path? Did the Lord tell you that you had that kind of license to do that? Well, this is what I believe personally. Did the Lord tell you you could expound your personal beliefs? Or did he tell you to only speak that which is written? That's what he tells. That's what he tells us. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now they don't believe in hell, right? Who else don't believe in hell? What other group don't believe in hell? The Jehovah Witnesses.
Amen.
They don't believe in hell, right? You remember
Amen.
We talked about? What's that group, brother? We were talking about. Mary Baker Eddy.
Okay. Oh yeah, Christian Science. Yeah,
Christian Science don't believe in hell.
Amen.
Hinduism don't believe in hell. Okay. Buddhism don't believe in hell, right?
Amen.
None of these religions believe in hell. Okay. And in Roman Catholicism, they think they could buy hell out. Think all you got to do is light a few candles. You can pay enough money and say enough prayers to get somebody out of hell. Ain't nobody in heaven. Ain't nobody in hell. Ain't nobody nowhere got that kind of power, got that kind of pull, got that, because the word of God is already, that thing is in the hands of God. It's not in the hands of man. You can't pray enough prayers to get nobody out of no hell or out of no purgatory, out of none of these places.
Amen.
If they were real. I'm talking about the purgatory thing. Hell is real.
Amen.
Okay? And the record Nephite talks a lot more about the hell than the Bible does. Okay? And it explains more things, okay, plainly, so that you can understand. You ain't got no other doubt but to believe it. That's why they don't open it. That's why they don't open that book.
Yeah.
They don't open that book. Thank you, Jesus. That might sound crazy to you, okay, but people got the Bible and they don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe what Jesus said. Jesus said there is a hell, okay? And that if and who else does speak about hell in the Bible? It speaks about hell in Revelations, right? Doesn't it talk about
Amen.
Hell in Revelation?
Amen.
Why Jesus took the keys of death and hell from who? The devil? Huh? And then
Amen.
Talk about at the end of Revelation, talk about that's where you're going to go, okay? But the people now, they have this new religion where they believe that Jesus Christ, he's finished, and they using the gospel of Jesus, actually using the gospel of Jesus Christ for reference of what they're talking about. Jesus Christ finished work. They call it the Jesus Christ finished work. That he finished his work on Calvary, okay? And he prayed for all men's sins, right?
Amen.
He prayed for the world's sins, right?
Amen.
That's what he did. Did he do that? He shed his blood for all men, for the whole world, right? So now you don't have to repent to be saved. You won't go to hell. You automatically go to Christ.
Wow.
People are saying this stuff, man, and they've been doing it for years, okay? Thank you, Jesus. I know many of you probably heard of Carlton Pearson, right?
Yeah.
Right? You heard of Carlton.
Amen.
Well, this is one of This one thing he did, he did not believe in hell.
Amen.
And you know why he didn't? You know why he didn't believe in hell? One reason why he didn't believe in hell, he didn't believe in hell because a lot of his people was going to hell. And he recognized when he was really in God, like he was supposed to be, he realized that a lot of his people were going to hell because they was living one, they was living a different life than what they was preaching, okay? Now, of course, when you're talking about hell, you have to understand that judgment belongs to God, right?
Amen.
All judgment belongs to God. So you don't really know if those people went to hell or not, right? But you can look at them and look at their lives, and you can say, well, that person, according to what the scripture says, that person is going to bust hell wide open.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you look at their lives, right? That person was a drunkard, and he was going to church preaching. Well, that person, you don't know whether he, when he died, he repented or what. You don't know, okay? We don't have that power to know that, right? So you can't really say that. You can just say, well, if you look at their fruits, you would suppose that they went to hell, right? But he got so, this man was so overwhelmed, he was so overwhelmed by many of his people, his grandmother, people like that going to hell, okay, that he was so overwhelmed by it. So the devil gave him an answer. I'm tired of all my people going to hell. What do you think you can do about that if your people make a choice? Like they don't have a choice. Huh?
Yeah.
People got a choice, mm-hmm. okay? I was looking at one of his a debate with this other with this pastor, right? With this Orthodox pastor, right? Pastor, right? And his pastor was on the mark. He was good. He was very good. Okay, and he thought this man actually thought that, hallelujah, hell was not real anymore because Jesus Christ paid for our sins, okay? But that's and this other preacher was saying, no, that's not an automatic thing, right? You have to actually use faith in Christ Jesus and believe in Him in order for Him to save you. Okay, you're not automatically saved, right? And the man proved it over and over again, and he still didn't get it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's how Satan can confuse you. Okay, and you'll get to the place where your life will change completely, and you'll start. Because I was looking at different shows, okay, that he was on, right? They have it on Blog Talk. YouTube, right? And so all
Amen.
These different things are talking about him, right? And so he said, no, I'm drinking wine. When he got me a bottle of wine, right? That was like, how many years ago? And so I'm rich. Yeah, and he didn't say I'm rich, but he was talking about the things he had, okay? But he was talking about the hell that he went through on earth, okay? He think that this is hell. What you go through on earth, that's hell. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people are following this man. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
He still calls himself bishop, okay? He's still over many other churches, right? Right?
Yeah.
So, he was preaching to this church. Okay, he was talking about to hell with hell. That was his subject. Okay, to hell with hell. Ain't no hell. Okay. And so I was noticing little things about him. Okay, now you got his ears pierced. Okay. Because that's the thing. Those are the things that you pick up, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When people turn from God's word, what do? They pick up the things of the world. They pick up habits of the world. What else they start doing? They start looking like the world, right? Huh? They start talking like the world, acting like the world, okay? They stop believing in holiness. They don't believe that this is holiness, that you should walk righteously before Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is what, hallelujah, a lot of people believe this, okay? You could be, man, a lot of people believe this.
Amen.
Jesus Christ wouldn't sin, no, because a lot of people, even if they haven't gone to church, they believe that God is not going to send nobody to hell.
Yeah.
God ain't going to send nobody to hell. He's too merciful. He's too good. He ain't going to do that. But remember, God didn't originally create hell for man, did he? God didn't originally create hell for man. Who did he create hell for? He created hell for the devil and his followers, okay?
Amen.
So if you become one of Satan's followers, where do you think you're going to go?
Amen.
And this man actually thought that God's going to be, this God's going to have people in heaven. He actually thought God's going to have people in heaven, okay, that was flawed, okay, that was unholy, that was unrighteous, that didn't want to be there, okay. Every man, because all these people he's talking about God died for, okay, he's saying all these people in the world is going to go to heaven, right?
Yeah.
And we know that God don't allow no whoremongers in his hell, in his heaven, right?
Amen.
God don't allow those things in his heaven, right? So he's saying that,
amen.
Well, God is automatically washing them in his blood, okay? They already washed. They already cleansed. Oh, man, what a terrible thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But this book, this record of the Nephite, testifies that hell is a real place. And not only tells that, it connects that with what? Eternal judgment, okay? Which
Amen.
Is one of the, which is one of the what you call it? The gospel thing that we built upon, the gospel word of God, okay? And
Amen.
That's one of the things of the gospel, okay? We believe in eternal judgment, hallelujah, and therefore we believe in hell, right? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And so you can't just automatically wash these things away because your people are going to hell. You think you got the... who would not like to be able to do that? Brother, if you know your people's going to hell, and you can say, hey, brothers, you ain't going to hell. You all right?
Yeah.
You all right? Don't worry about it. Christ died for you, okay? And you all going to be there in heaven. But you'd be lying if you said that, wouldn't you?
Amen.
If you told a drunkard, they going to hell, heaven, okay? If you told a person that's shooting up with the needle that they going to heaven, okay? If you told a person that steals, God, Jesus said your thieves is not going to be there, right? Liars is not going to be there, right?
Amen.
Ain't going to be no murderers there. But you sitting up there telling me, hey, Christ already died for everybody's sins. Okay, and therefore everybody don't, there is no sins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had to say that to you, okay, because this book, hallelujah, talks a lot about hell, okay, and it got many, many scriptures in there about hell, okay, and not only does it tell about hell, it tells why you go to hell, okay?
Amen.
The Bible does. The Bible tells it says the same thing, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But with the Bible, you have to have, you have to use a little more discernment, okay, of the Holy Spirit, and which a lot of people don't do, okay? But the record of Nephi just tells you plainly, hey, those things are sins, and this is why they are sins, okay? And if you read this book, okay, you understand that if you walk, continue to go in this way, you're going to go to hell, right? Well, if you listen to Paul, Brother Paul, okay, you get that, okay? Because Brother Paul made that quite clear, okay? Thank you, Jesus. For me, myself, I love the book of the record of Nephi, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And I'm glad it came, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But some of us, okay, some of us, hallelujah, we believe the word of God straight up the way it was in the Bible, okay? I believe the word of God is true, okay? I believe that when Jesus said, talked about hell, hell is real, okay? That's enough witness for me, okay? Whenever Jesus says something, that's it. I don't care if he said it one time.
Amen.
That's where I see it. Okay? He ain't got to say it no bunch of times for me to believe it. If he said it, it's true. Now, if you say something, I ain't going to believe what you say. Even you said the monkey jumped out of the tree. I don't care. But Jesus, whatever he says, I believe what he says. Okay? Every word that he says, every dot, every tittle, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe that his word is truth, that he is the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. That he is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Jesus. And this book here, the record of Nephi, along with the Bible, agrees to that. Are you listening?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. How you know it's the word of God? Because it agrees one with another, hallelujah. If man had wrote it, it would disagree with the Bible completely, okay? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Do you realize, do you see how the ways of Mormonism go completely away from the word of God, okay? And the things that they set up on, those things are completely contradictory to the word of God. Do you see that? Right?
Amen.
So if in saying this, okay, you are saying that, hallelujah, that these people, they had the word, they had, because they carry the Bible and the record of Nephi, not the record of Nephi, but they call it the Book of Mormon, okay? They carry both of these books in their hands, right?
Yeah,
and they don't believe in these two words, okay? Because they said all their doctrines is set up different than this, and they believe that they're gonna become gods, okay? They believe that God was a man, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Completely contradictory to the scriptures, okay?
Amen.
When something is contradictory, you don't walk therein, okay? If something is contradicting the word of God, you get off of that boat.
Amen.
You still in that boat. You see that boat going downstream. You see that boat about to go over the waterfalls. And you still saying, oh, that's you about to go over the waterfalls and get busted. And you still sticking in there. But the reason why we stick with this record of Nephi and this word of the Lord and the Bible is because they are the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And if you don't believe me, try it. Try it. Thank you, Jesus. Try it. Try the one that says, I will show you. If you ask me, I will tell you the truth. Why don't you go to him in fasting? Why don't you go to him in prayer? Why don't you go to him with a humble heart? Why don't you go to him like a child that don't know anything? Why don't you go to him, hallelujah, hallelujah, as one who has no knowledge at all? I know nothing, Lord, except for what you show me, except for what you reveal to me, Lord God. I know nothing. I have no knowledge. I have no nothing. I have nothing but you, Lord God, and I'm taking your word for it, oh, Lord God. If you reveal to me that these things are true by your Holy Spirit, I'll believe you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's where I'm going to drop you today. Okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to reveal. I just had to. This is one of the things, okay, that's in the Bible. This hell, this subject here, okay, is one of the things that's dividing churches. Churches are dividing over the principles of the gospel. Do you know that?
Amen.
One of the principles of the gospel, they're being divided by those things. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe this. I don't believe that. Jesus Christ said, if you don't believe me, then where you going to be at? He said, well, you won't be saved if you don't believe me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm going to give it over. Okay, brothers, take it away in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Once again, we want to thank God for the opportunity he has given us to share this with you. The word of God. And once again, as my brother have alluded to and told you, we said this again, hey, take this to the Lord, okay? And you know, some of y'all listening may be saying, I don't know. Well, I understand you don't know, but we tell you to take it to someone who does know.
Amen.
Some of you that listen, you know, I pray that God will catch a hold of you. We have been boosting these broadcasts on Facebook, and there have been many who've been listening. And, you know, you always have on the side somebody who wants to be a heckler or a joker or something. You're going to have that because Satan doesn't want things to go smoothly, okay? Some of y'all have replied and say you love the broadcast on different subjects we've been doing. We thank God for that opportunity. But above all what we're giving you, take it to the Lord, okay?
Yes.
Because, people, this is serious. We're giving you something that this is very, very serious, okay? This is not something of an ordinary. This is something where God is working in, and he wants all to know about this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not doing that Gnostic stuff, talking about a few elite people. You know, he ain't doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He wants all to know, okay, what he's doing.
He
and some of you out there, like I said, you're going to go to the Lord with it. There are going to be others that's going to say, man, I ain't taking nothing to the Lord. I don't believe none of that stuff y'all say. Okay, well, praise the Lord. We're still going on anyhow. But the thing is that this is very important. And if it wasn't, we wouldn't be talking to you about it. Okay? And we know that sowing this seed this way, okay, what fire it can attract. But we thank God that each time we come on this broadcast before you all that's listening, God has empowered us through the things that he has been bringing us through. See, tomorrow starts a new series, and it's going to be titled Putting Too Much Trust in a Man. Okay?
Amen.
And we like I said, people, we're talking to you about the work of restitution and restoration, but at the same time, we also letting you know what happened in the days even dealing with Joseph Smith and the people. Now, we told you, we're going to come with the whole thing as much as we can give by the grace of God unto you, okay? Because,
Amen.
You know, all this covering up and stuff is time out for it, okay? It's time
Amen.
Out. And this thing needs to be told, okay?
Yes,
it needs to be told about it. And me and my brother's not coming on this broadcast
trying to recruit y'all to, quote, join our church. Now, I know some people carry a mindset like that, and they hear things that, like what we're saying, they say, oh, man, they just trying to get us to join their church. No, no, that's not it, okay? We've been commanded to tell you about this work of the Lord and leave it between you and Christ, okay?
Yeah.
It's up to you to pursue them about it, talk to them about it, what have you. It's not our job to get on your nerves and track you down and run you down and bug you till you say, all right, I'm going to go ahead and do it. That's not our job, okay? He didn't call us to do that. Okay, so this thing is very important, people, that we're giving unto you. And like I said, we're going to talk about this work of restitution, restoration. We're going to talk to you about dealing with Joseph Smith, his downside. Why are we telling you that? So we can just jump on and beat the man head down? No. You have to learn. You need to know about these errors that he came up with. Why? Because God does not want you to walk in that same error. Okay?
That's right.
And then God does not want you to be confused after hearing, okay, Church of Christ, these folks said, but on their website, they talking about they're a branch of the Latter-day Saints. And at the same time, they saying they are not Mormons. True Mormons, they're not gonna renounce their own doctrine, okay? They're not gonna do that, okay? They're not gonna say, "Hey, we renounce our doctrine, teaching that we're all gods." They ain't gonna do that. It's when one comes out of that Mormonism that you will find out that they're gonna renounce their doctrine, okay?
Amen.
That's when they truly renounce, when they come out of accept Christ as Lord, okay? We have to let you know the error side of things that Joseph Smith did, because it did affect many people, okay?
Yeah.
And remember when we started this series and started talking to you about the Nephi record, the plates, and how that angel came to Joseph Smith. Remember we read to you Joseph Smith's account of what that angel said to him, which that angel was Nephi. We want to stress on that, not Moroni, okay, but Nephi. We're going to get to talking about that, because, see, it was stuff that was changed from the original revelation and original telling. It was changed, okay? All right? But remember, the angel told him, your name going to be had for what? Good and evil among many nations, okay?
Yes.
He told him that. And you see, that is true. And sometimes I think more half for evil than the good. Okay? Because right now, you know, in many places, you cannot bring up his name.
Yeah.
You know, people would get together with you and pray and speak in tongues with you. But the first moment you said Joseph Smith, it seemed like a whole bucket of cold water was poured into play. Then they start acting funny. They want to get away from you and all that. These are the same people now that was calling you brother or sister, hugging you, pat you on the back, give you money when you need help and all that. But once they find out that they think you got any kind of connection to a Joseph Smith, watch how they act.
Yeah.
It'd be a whole flip. It's like a flip of a switch. It flips so quick, your mouth just fly open like, oh, man, is this the same person I've been dealing with all this time? That's amazing what a man can do and have that much impact on people like that in a negative way. That's amazing, okay? Very amazing.
Yeah.
And he's one of these men's names that if you mention, all thing you have to do is look at the men of the Christian's face when you mention his name. And if you don't look at that face, just open your ears and listen to the first thing come out their mouth.
Yeah.
And see, as we go on the time and talk about this, and we're not trying to uplift Joseph Smith, but God said he repented in the end. Do you know how many Christians, when you tell them that, they don't believe that? They don't believe that? I even had one Christian when I was talking to him one time. He told me that. I asked him, I said, do you think? He said, no, I don't think Joe Smith made it.
Okay. All right.
Now, if we go out and tell that, oh, man, we just said one of the awful things in the world. Hey, Joe Smith didn't make it. He did all that. Yeah, I said, yes, he did all that stuff. You're right. I agree with you. That was evil. That was wrong.
Yes.
But God said he repented in the end.
Amen.
People are going to be shocked, brother, of some people who they think didn't make it. And remember, now Joseph Smith, he was saved as by fire, which means that he just made it in, okay?
Yes.
He just made it in, people. It wasn't no landslide, okay? Because what? Much of his work was destroyed. He just made it in. But you can't tell many Christians that because they said, no way, no how, didn't happen. And in one sense, I understand why they say that. I really do. I really do understand why they said it. Because to be honest with you, if I was in your shoes, I would probably no doubt think the same thing. Okay? But see, what God does is that when we know in part, he brings forth the other part. So many times that we think, oh, ain't no way that person made it. And God know that they repented and he accepted them. He will cause us so that part of the word will come out to inform you and let you know. Now, once he do that, guess what, people? It's still up to you to accept it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Still up to you.
Yes.
Okay. Some people have gotten truth and still don't accept truth. Okay?
Amen.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about, as my brother David Terrell said, we're going to talk about the whole shebang as much as we can. Okay?
Amen.
You know, to get this to you and let you know. Okay? So, like I said, we're not coming here bragging on our church because we got problems in there ourselves. Okay? We have what is called the three books, and we're still having the problem. So we ain't coming here bragging. When I number one thing we uplifting is the work of the Lord. That's the number one thing, okay? The work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And people, it's gonna be completed, whether you believe it or not. It's gonna be completed, okay? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory to God. We just thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. And I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father of whom we represent this day, Lord God, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you bless all the listeners, Lord God, of these words, Lord God. Yes. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you will bring your people to you, Lord God. Draw your people to you, Lord Jesus. Draw, Lord God, hallelujah, your seed to you, Lord God. Draw your sheep to you, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Bring them into one fold, Lord God. Draw your people, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bring Israel, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Restore them, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Lord God, hallelujah. Bless him, Lord God, to accept the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord God, the churches, Lord God. Hallelujah. To hear the word of God, to hear the word that will unite them, Lord God. Hallelujah. That they may not be united with, hallelujah, that evil church, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Save them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Save their minds, their soul, their spirit. Save them, Lord God, from Satan's evil works, O Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Let your blood cleanse them, wash them, purge them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring them, O Lord God, all the way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Father, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up the ears, the eyes. Hallelujah. Taking off the blindness off their eyes, the deafness out of their ears, the stoppers out of their ears, Lord God. Cause their tongues to confess that these words are true, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And in your name, Lord God, we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise to God, Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Once again, don't forget tomorrow, we start a new series called Putting Too Much Trust in a Man. That'll be part one tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement then. My brother and I will be back with the word of God tomorrow night. Glory be to God. So once again, we thank God for all you in listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.